With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The DNC seems to be ignoring President Biden's debate performance last week. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on private concerns within the Democratic Party about President Biden's chances to win the re-election.
Some Democratic Party members are complaining DNC leadership is trying to brush off President Biden's troubling debate performance. Some members on a Democratic National Committee conference call this weekend are telling the Associated Press their leadership is largely ignoring Biden's weak showing Thursday night and feel they're being told to ignore the dire nature of the party's predicament. Some party strategists and donors are calling for the 81-year-old Biden to step aside. But Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock says Biden should stay in. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, where Donald Trump supporter Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota says the president's weakness was obvious. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Beryl has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm as it approaches the Southeast Caribbean. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Bernan says the people in the Windward Islands should comply with any evacuation orders that they may receive.
We're most concerned about areas from St. Vincent and the Grenadines south to Grenada, where we could see the core of that Category 4 hurricane move through. When you get to Category 4 strength, you can see things like total roof damage, roofs lifted off of homes, exterior wall collapse, trees uprooted, significant damage, and a complete destruction of power lines and other infrastructure.
Also at SRNnews.com, it's hard to refer to someone as Hitler, end up in their good graces, let alone potentially become the person they choose to help lead the country. But Ohio Senator J.B. Vance's shifting position on Donald Trump over the years is from one-time critic to the former president to staunch ally is a metamorphosis shared by many of Trump's potential running mates. SRN News. TikTok goes all in on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state last month. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to try and incorporate religious values into public schools that are becoming increasingly chaotic. Walters, who was elected in 2022, says he intends to fight woke ideology in the schools. This is SRN News. Traffic fatalities are down.
Fatalities declined about 3% in the first quarter, according to preliminary data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's the eighth straight quarterly decline in traffic fatalities. The NHTSA estimates that fatalities decreased in 30 states and Puerto Rico in the first quarter, while increases projected in 19 states and the District of Columbia compared with the same period a year ago. One state remained unchanged. John Scott reporting.
Scary moments yesterday at American Family Field in Milwaukee following the Brewers-Chicago Cubs game. 11 people were injured when an escalator malfunctioned, sending 6 of them to the hospital. 5 others were treated at the ballpark. An official says the escalator's malfunction resulted in, quote, an increased downward speed as the investigation continues. More details and analysis at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.